Let's talk to Bruce Williamson from the Cambain Group Rail Future. Morning, Bruce.
Morning, Claire.
And this, I mean, it cannot be good news. If you wanted a railway...
Hang on.
You okay?
Hello? Yeah,
hello?
You know, yeah.
Okay, cool. If you want the Portishead Railway back, this is not good news, is it? Even if it's like, it's going to be delayed. This is a big problem, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And there are many, many schemes up and down the country in the same sort of position. What I'm really concerned about, and I think Alan was talking about this as well, is that the delay adds cost. And then you're in a position,
yes,
Let's say 2-3 years down the line, will we need to find an extra 50 million? Where's that coming from? So the Restoring Your Railway Fund, which has been scrapped, doesn't directly affect this, because that fund was always used for, like, what do you call them, the viability assessments, that sort of thing, you know, to see if it was a goer. And then you need a separate pot of money, a separate grant to actually make the thing happen. And that all had been agreed. So, I mean, I think, you know, if the government are sensible about this, schemes such as Portishead, which are so far down the line and almost ready to go within touching distance, you know, they should really fund them and you know, not mess things up, really.
No, it does seem quite a batty decision when you are in the situation where we were talking about it, when was it, on the show last year, you know, it was happening, it was going,
yeah,
ahead, and it was about to start in a few weeks time, that the work was actually going to begin, and yet now it's like, well, it's not happening for now. You know, the Labour MP for Portishead said it is going to happen, but I mean, when? We haven't got a date. Yeah. We have no idea.
I mean, the whole project has always felt like it's kind of about 3 years away. But when, you know, when we're so close to the starting line, so close to actually getting shovels in the ground, you know, this is, yeah. I mean, I hope some sort of common sense prevails at the government, and they take that's the key point, that they take an individual look at individual schemes,
yes,
rather than just a blanket ban. And say,
do you think they will do
one.
That?
Well, I hope so. You know, it's not inconceivable. Politicians do occasionally make sensible decisions. We live in hope.
When was that then?
You got me there.
In terms of, I mean, as Alan was saying so clearly there, it's the cost of things that just go up and up and up. I mean, we're back down to 2% for inflation now, which is good news in a way, but
yeah,
it's still a rise, you know, and in the future, it's still going to cost more to do these things.
Absolutely, yeah. And not only that, what will happen is, you know, let's say in 2 years' time, well, let's take another look at Portishead. Oh, the costs are not valid. We need to redo the cost-benefit analysis research, and that will cost you 50 million to do the homework. And then, you know, where's that money coming from? And then you're absolutely right. The costs of the scheme itself will have increased by the rate of inflation, and probably a little bit more for good measure. And yeah, that's why delay costs money. We heard this recently. There was a report saying that the delays to HS2 cost 2 billion extra or something, you know. And delay equals cost. I think,
yeah,
that's a message that needs to be rammed home to the politicians.
Good to talk to you. Thank you. Bruce Williamson from the Cambain Group Rail Future. You also heard Alan Matthews, the chair of the Portishead Railway Group.